The NFL Draft is a three-day event each spring that brings football fans all across the world together. The never-ending predicting and hoping for a player that can turn around a franchise or be the final piece to the puzzle. But the NFL Draft hasn't always been the worldwide event it is now. Decades ago, the draft was held in hotel ballrooms with very little fanfare or exposure. For many years, scouting was an afterthought for teams, who would allocate very little of their front office to player evaluation.
First of all, there weren't very many guys. Teams didn't have a lot of guys in their scouting department. As the game got more specialized, I think scouting got more specialized too. You get guys that knew a lot about this, and guys that were very good at this, and guys that were very good at this, and guys that were very good at reporting this.
With limited resources for scouting and thousands of collegiate players to evaluate each year, NFL clubs started to enter into partnerships to share the costs. The Vikings found plenty of success early on in the draft, landing many Hall of Famers.
One of the most important things you got to know, what a guy needs to be successful at a certain position. I think if you got a hang up on that, you can't quite do that, then you know, you won't be able to get those kind of picks later on. And I think Jerry and I had a good feel about the different positions and the kind of talent that it took to play those positions.
It wasn't until the 70s when teams started spending large amounts of time evaluating college talent and giving physical exams to potential draft picks. In 1987, the NFL and its teams created a centralized camp to help aid teams in assessing potential draft picks. The Combine started in Indianapolis and has been there ever since, growing into a week-long process to evaluate 300-plus potential picks.
The NFL Combine, what an experience. I can tell you it was some of the most intense days of my life. You know, you talk about the biggest interview of your life. You're running off of 4 hours of sleep, you know, from having meetings in the auditorium with different teams and having different type of testings and examinations done to you. It was just a stressful couple days, but it was all worth it.
My experience at the NFL Combine was challenging. It's probably the toughest 4 days, I think, maybe of my NFL career. It's a hard 4 days. It puts guys in uncomfortable situations through interviews, through getting on the board, talking to coaches, talking to organizations. But then afterwards, to physically perform is probably the hardest part, you know, after sitting for 4 days and dehydrated and everything else and go out there and perform. So it's a challenge for sure.
Would never want to go through that again. Lack of sleep, a lot of interviews for places I knew I wasn't going to go, so it was kind of a waste. Good experience, but an experience I probably wouldn't want to have again.
I think it's really changed even over the last 5 years since the Combine has got put on television and everybody getting an opportunity to see a lot of the things that we see that they haven't been able to witness in the past because it's never been televised, and see these guys run and do their position drills.
The importance of scouting and evaluating talent is one of the biggest keys for an NFL team to find success in the fall. The Vikings, just like every other team, now spend 365 days a year preparing and researching for the three-day draft. But making the right selections can be the difference between a win or a loss in the quest to hoist the Lombardi Trophy.
My philosophy has always been we're going to build this team through the draft. We'll supplement it through the free agency period, but in order to be competitive year in and year out, you have to do a good job in drafting, and you have to have the coaching staff in place that can develop this young talent and get them to play to their level of performance.